punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. All right, let's check out some temperatures here in the listening area. Looks like Lahoma. This is different. You are the warmer spot in the whole state. 73 at Buffalo, 77 at Beaver, 66 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 67 at Hollis, capital Harmon County, and 70 at Hobart. Out here in the Panhandle, Texas, 69 at Lipscomb, 70 at Dozer, 68 at Wellington, 71 at Odell. Anyway, how about yesterday evening? How about that? They weren't predicting that stuff yesterday. Anyway, prayers and thoughts go out with all the people in Cordell. I guess the school was damaged. Some houses was damaged. Looked like, and I think I had it confirmed last night, looked like the tornado touched down right at the Wheeler Brothers Ag Center down there where they do their chemicals and fertilizer, the new one. And I don't know if there was any damage there or not, but I got a video from there, and it was getting pretty good-sized hail there, so... Anyway, so that was, nobody was injured as far as I know, which is good. And then they had tornadoes down around Frederick, Tipton, Hobart, Cooperton. It was a crazy evening. I was on call yesterday. Here's the deal. I'm going to admit to you guys. I was busy doing other things. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. The sun was shining. It was 93 degrees and it was hot. I wasn't even thinking about storms because it was like 20%. And then all of a sudden, my alert went off on my Beckham County Sheriff Department app. Tornado hits Cordell, and I was like, what? And then about 5 minutes later, I got that text message from the boss. Hey, you covering the tornado at Cordell? Sure, I'm on my way. No, I missed it. Sorry, folks. I didn't even... Last thing I checked radar about 3:30, there's a little shower going on around Dill City and Burns Flat and that area. The little rain shower down there. Never even thought about severe weather. So anyway, hopefully not a lot of people got hail damage, but I'm afraid they probably did because there was a lot of big hail. I've seen some hail as big as 5 inches in diameter, which is bigger than a softball. It's 4.5 inches. And a lot of rain, 4 to 5 inches around the Hobart area, and then down around Frederick, down in that area, they got the same amount. Granite, last time I checked, had 0.7 inches last night, and rain was tapering off. So anyway, we need the rain, but we don't need the tornadoes, and we don't need the hail, that's for sure. So be very weather aware today. We got another round. It's supposed to be a high of 85 today. I don't see that happening. So maybe that'll keep the storms calm with it not heating up. So we'll see. I was watching Channel 9. I watched some on Channel 4 last night. But I was watching David and Lacey last night. I think they were all caught off guard from what happened yesterday. So anyway, the way they were acting, like, they was just like, man, this thing ain't moving. This thing's backing up. This thing's going this way. I just think everybody was caught off guard. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. So everybody be very weather aware today, please. As you guys know, if you were listening yesterday, I was at the Music Farms between Sentinel and Retrop yesterday. They had a OSU variety wheat field day there. I probably didn't say that right, but anyway, you know what I mean. Anyway, it was very, very interesting. So when you get a chance, whether you like your neighbor or not, or you know somebody's going to be there and you don't like them, it don't matter. OSU goes to a lot of trouble to make sure that we have some of the best wheat varieties in the world. And if you heard Mike from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission talking yesterday, they are finally getting ready to build a new wheat facility, whatever they call that. They're at OSU. That one there is 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and they do extensive research there. So anyway, so support the OSU extension. Doesn't matter whether it's wheat, alfalfa, livestock. It doesn't matter. Man, the OSU is so important to farmers and ranchers. It's very important. So please come out to these field tests and participate. There's a lot going on there, and you'll learn a lot. And I'm very impressed with the people that was out at the Music Farms yesterday. Ashley Ferris, and that's with a one R. She has one R in her name, not two. Anyway, she was there talking about the insects and stuff like that. I got a really good book from her that describes every insect possible in every plant in Oklahoma. It's really cool. If you want one, it's about a half inch thick. Contact your local OSU Extension, County Extension office, and they'll get you one. It's really good. And then Josh Bashan was there. He's the OSU agronomist, and he was talking about different chemicals for different varieties of stuff yesterday. And then Dr. Amanda Silva was there. She is the OSU wheat specialist, extension, whatever, specialist. Yeah, so anyway, there's a lot of titles in all these names. But anyway, oh my gosh, these I could have took up five shows yesterday with these three or four people that was there yesterday. And anyway, so anyway, I did find out that Dr. Silva is from Brazil. Some of you probably already knew that. And anyway, very interesting. She's come from an area where they raise sugar cane. So her and Sugar Daddy ought to have something in common to talk about. And but anyway, very interesting. But I got a text yesterday that I didn't see during the show that makes sense. And this is why it makes the OSU wheat, the wheat that they grow, even more important to the farmer and the rancher for what they do. And this comes from none other than the man from the creek, Monty Tucker. And I'm sorry I missed this yesterday, Monty. But anyway, he says, and Oklahoma has the best three-way wheat research and development. Graze, hay, and mill quality. Beef producers rely on OSU wheat breeding, too. Bam! Hitting right on the nail. Thanks, Monty. Sorry I missed that yesterday. A lot going on a remote, and I really don't pay much attention to the phone there. But anyway, it's very true statement coming from Monty Tucker about the three-way wheat research and development. Think about that. Graze, hay, and mill quality. Very important to our deal. So anyway, when you guys get a chance to go to one of these, please go to one of these. Support our OSU wheat research, and it'd be awesome. Matter of fact, the big one's coming up the 17th of May, right up here in the very northeastern part of my listening area at Lahoma. That'll be May 17th at Lahoma. We get closer, I'll have the list out with the times and the directions to where it's happening and stuff. Lahoma has the big research, wheat research station up there. So anyway, lots going on. So check with your local county extension, OSU County Extension person to talk about that and support that. And you guys from Texas, you can come over here too. Pretty good stuff OSU's got going on with that. And yes, I admit, I wore my orange shirt yesterday because I knew I was going to be around a bunch of OSU people yesterday. So you guys know that I'm maroon, crimson, and cream. How's that? Anyway, like that. So anyway, a lot of good people there. I missed out on my hamburger, and I'll tell you guys why. A lot of people that was there, I pretty much knew everybody was there. But anyway, the Cotton King, Jimmy Rhodes was there supporting our local farmers in that area. Anyway, I was doing my show while they were eating, and I seen that sucker go back in the line the second time and get another hamburger. And I just want to tell you, Jimmy Rhodes, that was my hamburger that you ate. So next time, will you please come ask me, Jimmy, you want this or not? So anyway, a lot of good things going on there. Appreciate that. Hey, I got a question for you guys today. Especially, hey, and if somebody wants to go, we got some more tickets to give away today. And Jason Bolin and the Stragglers will be at Sugar Creek coming up this Saturday, May 4th. And so here's the question. Let me bring up my deal here just to make sure I ask it. Yeah, I know what it is. Anyway, here's the question. And I'll take the third answer on the text line. And it's 580-225-9697. If you want to play, don't put your name in it. But if you want tickets to go see Jason Bolin, put your name beside your answer. So here you guys ready? What's better, the smell of fresh mowed hay or fresh plowed dirt? What's better, the smell of fresh mowed hay or fresh plowed dirt? So anyway, I got some tickets to give away if you want to play. 225-9697. All right, let's see what... Well, no, let's not. Let's go ahead and go. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour all hour long here. So let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, we'll see what happened overnight in our ag world and get our Lipscomb Dealership's ag grain update. All right, be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet, so I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild, and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
Southwest Overhead Doors provided sales, service, and installation of garage doors to Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle since 1980. If you're in the market for a new overhead door for your home or business, let Southwest Overhead Doors show you their selection of quality CHI overhead doors by visiting 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City, or visit them online at swdoorelkcity.com. A CHI overhead door professionally installed by Southwest Overhead Door provides beauty and value to your home or business.
Everyone loves watching their kids play sports, and you're going to love it even more when you see it with an LED video wall from Video Reality. Video Reality LED walls bring the game to life. Your stadium will be the envy of the conference when they see the game on a whole new level. Go big and light up game night with a custom-built LED wall from Video Reality. And just like you, Video Reality calls Oklahoma home. Video Reality, your trusted local audio-video partner. Learn more at videoreality.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Guess what? I learned something right before the show. Don't ever use a cough drop. And then when the cough drop's done, go get you a grape Jolly Rancher. Them two. I got a bad taste in my mouth right now. Matter of fact, it's drying my mouth out. Not too good. All right, let's check out our ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. McLean, 65 degrees. Humidity, 99%. It's probably foggy out there. 65 is the dew point. Southeast winds at 19 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 32. No rainfall so far this month because it's a new day. It's a new month. It's May 1st. 8-inch soil temperature, 69 degrees. According to one of the locals, maybe not from the Hammond area, today or Saturday is Naked Garden Day. So anyway, you're supposed to go out and do your gardening naked. So anyway, today's not a great day, being 66 degrees. Might try it Saturday. It's supposed to be in the 70s. Anyway, it's a national holiday. I'm not making this up. So anyway, just letting you know. All right, let's see here. Let's see what happened overnight in the big ag world. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as the harvest in Brazil advances and on pressure from falling soy oil prices. Corn was lower. Wheat futures were mixed. Brazil's soybean harvest is now more than 90% complete, according to CONAB, adding supplies to the global market and weighing on prices. The USDA left its outlook for production in the South American country, the world's largest exporter of the beans, unchanged last month at 155 million tons. Analysts have expected the USDA to lower that, but they didn't. Soy oil futures closed more than 3% lower yesterday on falling crude oil prices and slack demand from biofuel manufacturers. The pressure, the entire soy complex, continues to weigh on prices this morning. Soy oil futures were a little changed in overnight trading. West Texas intermediate oil futures were down another 1.4% overnight. It looked like they're down again today after falling to the lowest level since late March. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 5.5 cents to $11.57 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down $5.60 to $3.46.30 short ton, and soy oil was up 0.05 cents to $43.06 a pound. Corn futures were down a penny and a half to $4.45.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery rose 3 cents to $6.06.25 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 3.5 cents to $6.31.75 a bushel. Arch Daniels Midland, you guys know who he is? Well, it's ADM. Revenue fell to $21.8 billion in 3 months that ended on March 31st. That's down more than 9% from the same quarter a year earlier. Segment operating profit on an adjusted basis dropped 24% to $1.32 billion. Revenue in the ag services and oilseed businesses declined to $17.2 billion from $18.6 billion the previous year. Net profit in the segment fell 29% to $864 million as ag services dropped 33%. Crushing was down 27% and refined products lost 48%. Profits in the Wellmar division jumped 37%, though it's the smallest segment from a revenue perspective. Slower global trade and risk management comparisons led to the decline in ag service operating profit. Slower farmer selling also was a negative impact on export volumes and margins in the South America. The company processed 9.39 million metric tons of oil seeds in the first quarter, which was up 8.8% year over year, and 4.41 million tons of metric tons of corn, up 0.3%, not much, from the same quarter last year. Here you go. You guys ready? We got all kinds of weather happening in our ag world, in our farmland. Red flag warnings have been issued for parts of eastern New Mexico, southeastern Colorado, and Texas County in Oklahoma. I've seen that. And a lot of the counties in the Texas Panhandle. Winds in the Panhandles will be sustained from 15 to 25 with gusts up to 35. Humidity will drop, here's the key factor, to 8%. So there you have it. All right, let's see what's going on with the market as of right now. And this is going to be our Lipscomb Dealership Grain Market Update, if I can find it. There it is. May corn, 441, up 1.25. July, 448, up 2. Soybeans for May, 1152, up 6.5. July is 1167, up 4.5. Soybean meal for May, 341.60, down 470. July, 348. Down 390. Soybean oil, May 42.70, up 41. July 43.23, up 22. Wheat, not as bad as yesterday, but not good. It was going up. What happened? May 6.21, down 1.5. And July 6.26, down 8.25. Cotton, still going backwards. May 77.92, down 2.10. July 76.71, down at 172. Oil, Texas oil, that is, out in West Texas, June, 79.12, down 281, and natural gas is down also, June, 194, down 4. Looks like the Dow is in the green, and the S&P and the NASDAQ are in the red again today, and live cattle for June, 173.10, down 187, August, 170.47, down 262, feeder cattle for May, 240.60, down 397. August, 250.77, down 472. Let's see what October is. 252.30, down 437. Lean hogs for May, 92.82, down 132. June, 100.42, down 205. There you have it. No, anyway, that was your Lipscomb Dealership Grain Market Update. Brought to you by them. All right, let's check the text line out of curiosity. Whoa, we got all kinds of people wanting to play here. All right, cool. All right, so let's go over some of the answers. I'll text you if you want. Fresh cut hay before a rain, fresh plowed a few days after a rain. Let's see here. Fresh plowed ground. Depends on the hay. A field of clover smells amazing when it's fresh, but a field of Bermuda or wheat smells kind of musky. Probably so. Alfalfa is my favorite. And then we got mowed hay. One more page. I had two pages of this. Mowed hay and plowed dirt. How about that? All right. So anyway, I'll text you if you're the winner. And here during the next break. Speaking of that, let's just go ahead and talk about the Taylor Ranch. You guys want to talk about the Taylor Ranch? All cattle are not the same. Just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on their carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef. Third-party verified, all-natural, and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. Give Mr. Jimmy Taylor a call. Get you some beef ordered today because it's the best there is. All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we're going to try something different. Or I'm going to try something different. I'm using a second computer in here today so my listeners out of Woodward can hear what I'm going to play here about driving demand for beef during tight supplies. And also we got a peanut update. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-726-3306.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. And that means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. the Firestone Ag Spring into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Taylor Ranch happy hour. Hey, I want to wish these young ladies luck coming up this Friday. Yes, they're headed over there day after tomorrow to Stillwater. The Hydro Eakley FFA qualified 5 speakers for the Southwest Area Speech Contest at Redlands Community College. Addison Snaberger and Aaron Smith and Paige Morris and Makila. I hope I said that right. I'm sorry if I messed that up. Hedrick. And they're all going to Stillwater. Congratulations, young lady. Did I get them all? Yeah, I got them all. Anyway, good luck, you 5 young ladies from the Hydro Eakley FFA at Stillwater Friday. How about that? All right, let's see here. Let's see. 74 at Freedom. Man, I messed it all up. Bear with me here a second. I'm getting there. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 74 degrees, dew point 61, humidity 65. The winds are out of south at 21, gusting up to 30. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 69 degrees. Sunset at 8:25. Chance of thunderstorms today and 82 for a high, 40%. Tonight, 59 for a low, 50% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 50% chance of thunderstorms also with a high of 77. That's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. All right. Okay. All right, you guys, bear with me here a second because I'm going to try to play this from Tyrone Spearman about current peanut contracts and planting estimates. So, hang on here a second.
It's time for Farm and Ranch headlines on the Southeast AgNet. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting. Let's check on the peanut market as far as farmers are having access to contracts. Contracts have really been pulled from the $525 offered earlier in the season, mainly because when the announcement was made that Georgia, Florida, and Alabama might increase their acres 6%. The market went quiet, and there has been no other offers on the 525. There was a discussion of a 475 being offered if a farmer had to have a contract before planting time. It is planting time, and farmers are selecting the seed they will be planting for this coming year. Lots of 06G, the number one variety that was planted last year. The acreage is also a big discussion, 1.651 million acres. That is down 1%, according to USDA, in their recent estimate. They said that Texas would drop down about 21%, and that kind of made the market kind of worried if that 1% is correct or not. Texas farmers informed me that they're going to be planting really their regular acres, but it all depends on the weather. And they have not had any rain except a recent shower to give them a chance to plant the crop. But the drought in the West is going to be a factor in the peanut market this coming year. That's an update on the market. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
All right, and there you got it from Tyrone. Tyron, I call him Tyrone. That's how it's spelled. Anyway, Mr. Spearman updating us on the peanut situation. And yes, same thing here in Oklahoma versus Texas. We need rain because we're, within a week, 10 days, starting to plant. So there you have it. So anyway, another update I wanted to talk to you guys about was what's driving demand for the beef market tight supplies. Got this little clip here, 2-minute clip from Greg Haynes, who's the Cattlemen's Beef Board CEO. So bear with me again here. It worked that time with the peanut deal, so this might be, I might have discovered something new here. Hang on.
In livestock news for the Southeast AgNet, as U.S. beef supplies continue to tighten, discovery of new cut options by consumers is vital. I visited with Cattlemen's Beef Board CEO Greg Haynes to discuss how the checkoff is driving the demand for beef during tight supplies.
We definitely have to be more creative in, you know, marketing and merchandising that whole animal, because there are going to be, like, demand for certain cuts, and we won't be able to probably meet that demand totally with the available supply. So looking at these new, you know, other ideas and other cuts will be critical. And I think the industry and the checkoff, actually, we had a great test with COVID, because when COVID, we had issues, you know, as far as plants being able to keep up with kill and staffing and all of that. And consumers' demand for beef was still really high, like it is now. And so a big effort at that time, too, was like, hey, we've got, you know, all these different recipes. We've got all this information about these kind of underutilized cuts that most people don't consume. And so we were able to really kind of push that out there and let consumers, you know, who are seeing totally different cuts now at retail, find ways on how to prepare that and how to cook it. And it's not that hard as you think. And so I think this is going to be a big effort going forward as well with these tighter supplies. There are going to be a lot of these cuts that people don't usually consume at home. You know, it's like we're really a steak and burger kind of country here. And so they're going to have some opportunities to look at other items. Kind of the same holds true on the international markets. You've got international markets, say like Japan or Korea, that want a lot of the short plates, or they'll do the skirt steaks or things like that. That demand's going to continue to go up, and we don't necessarily have big supplies. But the beauty thing about beef is there are so many different cuts on an animal that you can merchandise them and use them to substitute for other, you know, more popular items. So that's going to be a huge effort going forward, you know, internationally and domestically, is, you know, how do you use you know, this cut instead of this cut, and show how it works and, you know, can be as good or better than what they were originally looking for.
I'm Will Jordan for the Southeast AgNet.
All right, there you go. Pretty interesting. We've been hearing that, and we need to continue hearing that. It's kind of, you know, about these different cuts of the beef that Americans aren't big on. You know, I can remember, 20, 25 years ago, the brisket was a piece of junk meat and the cow. And now look at it. It's one of the most popular meats out there, especially for smoking and for sandwiches and stuff like that. So we can change if there's something out there that interests you. I'm telling you, I told you guys about this last year, that deal that Jimmy Taylor told me about, mixing 25% of brisket, ground up brisket, with 75% hamburger meat. It's real. It's the real. It's called gourmet hamburger meat. Anyway, it's real stuff, man. Somebody texted in that they would rather smell the diesel on a tractor than plowed ground or alfalfa. How about that? All right, before we go to this Taylor Ranch happy hour break, at 2 o'clock today on Facebook, on KCO's Facebook page, I will be doing the drawing for that half beef, and which includes a freezer and processed by in the meat processed by 66 Route 66 over at Sayre. Anyway, we're doing that drawing at 2 o'clock, live on Facebook, and this is the fundraiser for Coulter Vault's children. And I'm totally impressed with the participation in this deal. So anyway, coming up at 2 o'clock today, live on Facebook, I'll be doing this from Through Tubular Solutions, TTS we call them, office. So anyway, if you bought tickets to this, I will be doing that drawing around 2 o'clock. So anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma, has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, They offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions is selling 160 acres of good Ouachita County grassland, including revised wind turbine production of approximately $6,536 a year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call auctioneer Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or see all the details at xitauctions.com.
XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April the 19th. 1,498 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 478 brought 325. 4 at 494 brought 332. 11 at 581 brought 309. 7 at 608 brought 290. 9 at 611 brought 270. 4 at 738 brought 247.50. 9 head of heifers at 421 brought 295. 6 at 530 brought 282. 7 at 534 brought 265. 8 at 635 brought 241, 30 at 789 brought 216.50, 8 at 870 brought 208, 7 at 916 brought 209, butcher cows were 85 to 142.50, butcher bulls brought 92 to 161, bred cows were 1,035 to 3,025, pairs brought 1,025 to 2,500, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6097.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okie dokie, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Tipton, Oklahoma, it's 72 degrees there, dew point 66, humidity's 81. Winds are out of the southeast at 24. It just switched. 24 miles an hour, wind gust up to 32. 24-hour rain total, 1.76 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees. Sunset at 8:21. 40% chance of thunderstorms today and 84 for a high. Tonight, 62 for a low. Thunderstorms likely, 60% chance. Tomorrow, 83 for a high. South to east winds 9 to 15 miles an hour, 40% chance of rain. That's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. I didn't get to do any hay yesterday because it was Hay Day Tuesday, but I was kind of occupied down there, preoccupied down there at the music farm. So let's check out some alfalfa cost. Kansas. 142 to 310, that 310 being delivered. This is on premium alfalfa. Oklahoma, 175 to 200. Texas, 300 to 425, those being delivered. And Missouri, 200 to 350, and this all on premium. Grass hay prices, California, 260. Kansas, 175 to 200. Missouri, 225. This all per ton. No sales reported in Oklahoma, Texas, 300 to 340 per ton. And that's on grass hay. So anyway, I'm hearing rye hay's been going from anywhere from $65 to $75 a ton or a bale. So anyway, that's what the, I asked that question the other day, and that's the response I got. So that doesn't mean that's what your hay's worth or not worth, but anyway, that's what I hear it's going for. All right, what else we got going on? Milk production in March was down 1% year over year at 19.6 billion pounds, according to the USDA's milk production report. This was the ninth consecutive month of decline, with milk production failing to meet year-ago levels in most major dairy states. I wonder why. I drink a lot of milk. A steep drop in the nation's dairy herd size suggests milk output will continue to fall short of the 23 volumes. Cow numbers fell 98,000 head in March, marking the steepest yearly decline since the 2010. That don't sound like good news. What else we got going up here? I know a lot of people do conventional or natural systems in their backgrounding and finishing of their beef cattle, their calves. Here we go. Check this out. A consideration for many beef cattle producers in recent years has revolved around which production system to choose, conventional or natural. Although conventional production involving performance-enhancing technologies such as hormone implants and feed additives has been adopted by many throughout the North American beef sector, many are examining a natural production system, especially in the face of the consumer demand for natural beef products. Producers have many factors to consider when picking between management systems to ensure it is suited to their unique marketing and operational goals. A new study published in Applied Animal Science is helping to make a more informed decision. The study compared growth performance and carcass characteristics of weaned beef steers under conventional and natural management systems in the three body weight groups entering long or moderate backgrounding durations prior to finishing or direct finishing, said David Bead, PhD, editor-in-chief of the journal. The results shed important light off trade-offs between the different production systems and the effects of these systems on animal performance, carcass quality, and production efficiency, which ultimately provide a more informed decision. Lead investigator of the study, Bart Lardner, of the Department of Animal and Poultry Science, College of Agriculture and Bioresources, University of in Canada, explained, a lot of research has been done on the effects of removing or including individual performance-enhancing technologies in cattle production, but few studies have evaluated the common combinations used in conventional cattle production. We wanted to examine overall system performance at backgrounding and finishing, factoring in more real-life factors such as the variability of starting weight and including a true combination of conventional management tools compared to a natural approach. The researchers investigated the performance of 240 weaned beef steers divided into three weight groups, heavy, medium, and light, and assigned each to either a conventional or natural management system entering long or moderate backgrounding durations before finishing. Conventional cattle received a commonly used combination of hormone implants and feed additives, while natural cattle did not. The final results show the steers managed conventionally had greater average daily weight gain and feed efficiency compared to those managed naturally, particularly during the backgrounding phase. Conventionally managed steers also reach their target finish weight faster with fewer days on feed. However, you knew that was coming, right? However, the steers raised naturally produce the largest meat yield with higher marbling scores and a larger proportion of the higher quality grade AAA, that is, compared with conventionally managed steers. these same naturally managed steers also had a higher I don't know, that word don't even make sense. It's not even a word. They misprinted that. Anyway, they had some stuff going on with their liver. How's that? Anyway, Lardner explained these findings suggest that producers aiming for optimal growth performance and efficient production might favor conventional management, especially for heavier cattle. Conversely, for producers seeking naturally raised beef with specific carcass characteristics such as higher marbling and quality grade might use the natural management system with the understanding of potential trade-offs in the performance and liver health. How about that? Guess it's a toss-up. We're doing all natural around our organization. So anyway, I've been wondering if they some article had ever come out on that. So anyway, pretty good article on that. All right, let's see here. What else we got here? I already did the hay. And then... a lot of custom harvesting is going to be coming up. The law states if communications can fail, it will. This might not mean communication is always destined to fail in every sense of the word, but one way or another, what we say is likely not perceived exactly the way we meant it to be. Communication on a farm is especially critical to complete tasks safely and efficiently. This becomes more complex when help from the outside of the family or full-time staff join in on seasonal operations like custom harvesting. Regular and effective communication between producers and custom harvesters will benefit both parties. Therefore, Michelle Chang, Forage Products and Dairy Technical Service Specialist with Vita Plus, offers the following tip to facilitate constructive conversations this harvest season. Got a lot of hay custom hay going on, combining's getting ready to fire up on the wheat and all that other good stuff, wheat, rye, true to cow, and then we'll have corn coming up, silage or just harvesting corn, and also custom planting and stuff like that. So first thing, set the tone. First, ask if your custom harvester prefers receiving texts or phone calls. Odds are they'll either channel will suffice. But Chang points out some custom harvesters might not be able to hear their phone ring or have time to call back. On the contrary, some people might not check their notifications consistently, so calling them will be more productive. Define the details. Once the best form of communication is established, talk to your custom harvester about price, payment, and responsibilities and schedules. Create a written contract that clearly states these agreements to ensure both parties are on the same page before harvest season kicks into full gear. Other details to discuss before first cutting include kernel processing score, length of cut, dry matter targets, forage storage specifics. This may seem like information overload, but custom harvesters want to meet their customers' expectations just as much as producers want quality feed for their livestock. Those targets must be discussed before the chopper hits the ground, as they said. Another one, send frequent updates. Accurate communication efforts at first cutting draws near to keep your custom harvester up to date on forage maturity level and dry matter contact. Chang notes that being proactive will not only aid operators in planning their harvest schedule, but it will also help producers hold their place in line amongst other farms. More importantly, it will ensure forage is cut at the optimal time. Talking to field. Once the custom harvester is on site, the need for communication increases, Chang says. Discuss where the custom harvester should drive, how quickly they should harvest, so pack tractors, keep up with incoming silage, on and on and on, and who will do each job. Continue to communicate with custom harvesters for each cutting as well as during the off season. In addition to assessing the ups and downs of the previous years, Chang encourages producers to express their gratitude and give credit where it's due to strengthen the relationships moving forward. you did a great job, except you didn't fix that one sickle, the whole 80 acre. No, I'm just kidding. Take time to debrief, celebrate, and appreciate. Intentional reflection and planning for the next harvest will lead to future success. Communication is everything, guys. I hate it when somebody calls me, hey, we're done with your field. We'll see you next year. What? When did you show up? You know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, communication is everything. Anyway, you guys, I guess we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Enjoy the rain. Be weather aware today. And it's going to have to hurry to get to 85 degrees today. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.